Individuals have to work at least 30 hours or be in some sort of job training or educational program in order to get food stamps. Two-parent families with children have to work more. This House bill would at least double the penalties for people who don't meet these work requirements. For the first infraction, benefits would be suspended for a month. That's up from a penalty of 10 days. 3 months for a second infraction, up from a month, and so on. Senator Daryl Rouson from St. Petersburg introduced a very similar bill to the one in the House, but then he changed it to remove the increased work requirements. He replaced them with a directive to study why people have trouble complying.
The reason why we took the penalties out is we didn't want to punish families without finding out why they were out of compliance and then find a way to get them into compliance.
The House version of the bill with the increased work requirements is set for a full vote. The Senate version has two more committee votes it needs to clear. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.